All right. John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章。
Now this is the third miraculous sign that Jesus did that is recorded in the book of John.
这是第三个神迹在约翰福音里面记载的耶稣的第三个神迹。
It's the healing of the lame man.
那是医治了一个瘫子。
So let's read chapter 5.Verses 1 to 16.
我们先读一节到十六节。
We can start and read around.
这事以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个篮子，
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人，
有古井在此有等候水洞。因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后，谁先下去，无论害什么病，就痊愈了。
在那里有一个人病了38年。
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他：“你要痊愈吗？”
病人回答说：“先生，涌动的时候没有，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”
耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。
那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说：“今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。”
他却回答说：“那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。”
他们问他说：“对你说拿褥子走的人是走的是什么人？”
那被医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪了，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
继续。
对。
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了事。
停在这。 OK. Yeah.
Verse 16.
Yeah.
So this is the third miraculous sign.
这是第三个神迹。
In verse 50, for the last verse of chapter 4, we read there that it was...The second miraculous sign that Jesus performed when he healed the official's son.
对，约翰福音四章的五十四节，上前一章的最后一节呢，说这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，回犹太以后。
Now, the purpose of these signs were for the people of Israel so that they might believe that he was the Messiah.
啊，这个神迹的目的呢，都是让以色列人知道。他是弥赛亚。
In John chapter 20,
在约翰福音的二十章
，Jesus did many different signs.
耶稣做了很多不同的神迹。
And he says in verse 30, the purpose of these signs that he's recorded.
他也讲了在二十节啊三十节二十章三十节讲了为什么他要做这些神迹。
And John is writing at the end of his book, and he's writing for us today.
约翰在这个结尾的福音书的结尾这么讲呢，也是为了我们今天的益处。
So think of it, these last two verses of John chapter 20, think of these two verses as written for you and I today.
想一想二十章的三十和三十一节，这两节就是为了今天你和我来写记录下来的。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you, that is, you and I, might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life through his name.
三十节，耶稣在门徒面前行了，另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要叫你们，你们就是谁呢？就是你和我，信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，而且呢，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So John records seven miraculous signs throughout the book.
所以约翰呢，记载了七个神迹在整个约翰福音里。
And that purpose of course is that we might believe in Jesus.But beyond that, that we might have eternal life through him. That's the purpose of God revealing his son.
七个神迹的目的是让我们相信他是弥赛亚。那借着相信呢，我们就得永恒的生命。
So, here we're coming now to the third miraculous sign.
现在我们到第三个了。
Can anyone tell me what the first sign was?
谁能告诉我第一个是什么？
The water into wine.
水变酒。
Right.And the second was healing the official son, which we looked at last week. And this week is the healing of the paralyzed man.
那第二个呢，就是我们上周讲的治好大臣的儿子。今天我们看第三个治瘫子。
Now each of these signs, they reveal the Lord Jesus in some.Way that he is very God himself.
那这些呢，神迹都是从某种程度，不同的角度来证明耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
Now turning the water into wine is a in some ways we don't think it's a miracle.
把水变成酒呢，某种程度我们不觉得是神迹。
If you're if you plant a vineyard, you take a small plant, a vine, you put it in the ground, and you put water on it. And it grows up to be a vine, and you see flowers come, then the fruit, and then in the fall you cut the mature grapes, you squeeze the grapes,And then, you let that ferment, and in a year you've got wine.
比方说呢，我们拿一个葡萄籽，先种下去，我们浇水，慢慢它长出葡萄藤，然后呢又长出叶子，长出花，然后太阳照呢，它结出葡萄，然后到收获的季节，我们把它摘下来，把它酿成葡萄汁，然后让它发酵，最后就成了葡萄酒。
That's a miracle in itself.
这个本身也是个神迹啊。
Where did this life come from in the beginning?
那最初的这个生命从哪里来呢？
In biology, there is a law. It's called the law of biogenesis.
Biogenesis.
Yes, the life only comes from life.
Life, okay. 那生物学里面呢有一个原则，就是生命只是从生命中来。
Yeah, the scientists call it biogenesis.
对，它就这是一门学科叫 biogenesis.
But for you and I, it means life only ever comes from existing life.
那就意思呢就是，生命只能从现在已有的生命里出来。
No one can create life.
因为没有人能够创造一个生命。
They've been trying for 150 years to create life.
科学家至少已经尝试了150年来创造一个从无到有创造一个生命啊，做不到。
And they have been unable to do to create life.
做不到，他们不能够创造一个生命。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it only comes from God.
因为它只是从神来的。
In him is life, we read.
因为在它里面是有生命，我们知道。
And so when a farmer plants a vine, he plants an already existing plant, a living plant.
当一个农场主他种这个葡萄的时候，种这个种子的时候呢，他其实就是已经把已有的生命种下去了。
So there's a miracle in that plant that he's planting, isn't it?
所以在他种的时候其实就已经有个神迹了。
Because there's life there.
因为那有生命了，在里面已经有生命了。
That in a sense, we could say that a bottle of wine is a miracle.
所以某种程度呢，我们知道这已经出来的这一瓶的葡萄酒本身就是个神迹。
Because it isn't just a bunch of chemicals, it has come from life. Its origin of a bottle of wine is, origin is in life itself.
因为它并不是一些化学物质，它的最初的源头，这一瓶的葡萄酒最初的源头是生命。
So when Jesus turned the water into wine, he did it in a moment, like that.
所以当耶稣把水变成酒的时候呢，他是瞬间做到的。
And what did that prove?
这证明了什么呢？
It proved he's the creator of all things.
证明他是全部事情、全部东西的创造者。
That's the first sign.
这是第一个神迹。
Now the second sign,
第二个神迹
was when he healed the official's son.
第二个呢，医治了大臣的儿子。
And was this a normal kind of healing?
这是一个正常的医治吗？
Remember that he was an official in the royal palace of the king.
我们记得他是在王的手下的一个大臣。
He had a very sick son.
儿子得重病。
At the point of death.
快死了。
And he had the resources to hire the best doctors available in the country.
他肯定有资源，因为他是大臣，能够找这个国家最好的医生。
And no doubt he would have exhausted every advantage he would have as his position to try and get his son healed.
他一定也用尽了一切他能够用的资源来努力把他的孩子医好。
But he couldn't heal it.
但是做不到。
And so, when he heard that Jesus was coming,
当他听说耶稣来了。
And no doubt he had been in Jerusalem at the time of the feast when Jesus had made many miracles there.
那也毫无疑问呢，他在耶路撒冷也听了耶稣行了很多神迹。
He understood.He must have understood that the Lord Jesus had power to heal people.
所以他一定能理解耶稣有这样医治人的能力。
And so he ran and he begged the Lord Jesus to come and to heal his son.
所以他跑去求耶稣来医治他的儿子。
Now the Lord Jesus, he said, go, your son lives.
所以耶稣就跟他说呢，你去吧，你的儿子得医治了。
And this sign, the nobleman or the official, he asked his servants, "What time did my son get better?"
这个人就碰到他的仆人，他就问他，我儿子什么时候得医治的
？And they said to him, "About 7 o'clock."
他就告诉他呢，假设是大概七点钟
，which is about 1 o'clock our time.
就是我们的下午一点。
According to the Jews, their day they numbered from 6 o'clock in the morning. So 7 o'clock was the first hour, and then the seventh hour would be 6 hours later, which would be 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
所以他就说犹太人的这个计时方法，反正这么算下来，这个时间就差不多是一点。
And the official remembered.When the Lord Jesus has said, "Go, your son lives."
他就记得，这就是耶稣说，去你的孩子得医治的那个时间。
It was the same hour.
同样的一个时刻。
And this proves that he has power over disease.
这就证明了他有医治疾病的能力。
Where did the disease come from?
疾病从哪里来？
It came from the result. Somebody answering? Good.
The result of sin.
The result of sin.
疾病是罪的结果。
When man sinned, the world was under a curse. Came under a curse.
当人犯罪了以后呢，整个全地就在咒诅之下。
And death came in.
死就来了。
First of all, spiritual death. Men and women were separated from God spiritually.
先是属灵的死亡，人男人和女人就跟神分开了。
And they were afraid of him. There was a fear of God now because of this separation.
因为这样的分离呢，他们害怕见神。
And that moment that they sinned, they began the process of physically dying as well.
然后呢，从犯罪的那一刻呢，他们的身体也在进到一个走向死亡的过程。
What could possibly reverse this process that we see all around us now?
有什么能让我们现在周围都看得见，我们怎么能逆转这个趋势呢？都做不到。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以。
哇，你重新把这逻辑说一遍。Sin, 然后是这个地步。
对，先是犯罪，犯罪了以后属灵的跟神分开，这就是在伊甸园里，亚当和夏娃跟上帝就分开了，然后从属灵的分开开始，我们就进到了一个肉体走向死亡的过程。所以灵里的死是分开那一刻就没了，肉体的死是。之后一直到我们死之前是不断的衰败的。
我问个问题，那么这个 sin, I'm asking a question. 这个 sin, 所谓这个 sin, 疾病是由 sin 来的。
对。
但这个 sin 是指 A, 因为他有的 sin, 他就生病，还是因为整个的 human being 有了病。
有了 sin,
然后每个人都
会生病。 OK, yeah, good question. So for the sin, the result of a sin, the disease, so the relationship is whether a man who sinned, so the causality is a man sinned, so he got disease. Or a group of men, or maybe let's say the whole population of the world sinned.And everybody in this world gets sick. So what's causality is right? So the first one is I was sick because I sinned. I myself sinned.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All death has come about as a result of sin coming into the world through one man, Adam.
所有的死呢，是一个人的罪，就是亚当，就下来了。
There through one act of rebellion, corruption entered into the world. Evil entered the world.
那因为一个的悖逆呢，那恶呢就开始进到了这个世界。
Now, every one of us. is subject to this law of sin and death.
那因此呢，我们每一个人就现在是在这个律之下，也是罪然后死的律之下。
It's a law, isn't it? Sin and death.
这是一个律了。
Romans chapter 7, we read there about that it's a law.
罗马书的七章。
Romans chapter 8, sorry.
八章。
Before we read that though, we should read chapter 5, Romans chapter 5 first.
先读五章。
And verse 12, I believe. Is it
12? 五章十二节。Yeah, verse
12. Therefore, just as sin...entered the world through one man, that is Adam, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all men because all sinned.
所以十二节讲得很清楚啊，就是这就如罪是由一个人入了世界，这一个人呢就是亚当，所以罪的来历呢是因为这一个人的悖逆，但是我们全是他的后裔，死又是从罪来的，这讲了前后的因果关系。于是呢死就临到了众人，这个时候就变成一群人了，因为众人因此也都犯了罪，因为亚当犯了罪，众人也都犯了罪。
What is your background? Is your background in science?
他说你是学科学的吗？
I like science.
You do like science. Oh, okay. Is there anybody here who's a geneticist?
有谁是 geneticist?
In genetics?
Genetics. No. 基因 right?
Genes, yes.
基因工程的。我是基因学的。
No.
Thank you. We see the evidence. Geneticists, they tell us that in the human genome there is mutations. You know what mutations are?
Yeah, 突变。就是今天的基因，这个科学家告诉我们的，在我们里面的每人的基因里面呢，会有一种情况发生，就叫突变。
In our genetic, or in our genes, in the chromosome, there is information there.
我们染色体里的基因啊，都是带了信息的。
That information, is what we are physically.
这个信息呢就告诉我们呢，我们外在的这个身体应该是什么样子，就是有这个基因的信息来传递。
But there are mutations that take place all the time in our bodies.
然后这种突变呢经常会在我们的身体里发生。
Now, these mutations are harmful.
这样的基因突变都是坏的。都不是有益的，对我们。
Some mutations are neutral.
有的突变呢是中性的。
But the vast majority of mutations are harmful to the human genome.
那绝大部分的突变呢都是伤害人的。
And where do these, where, so what we have is each generation is more corrupted. The information in the gene becomes more and more corrupted.
那我们每一代人呢，在这个基因里面传递的这个信息呢，就是越来越糟糕了。就是一代一代，我们的是罪是更败坏的。
Now this has been studied by geneticists, and they call it genetic decay.
所以这个是被基因工程的科学家呢所印证的，他们管这个叫呢，基因的败坏啊 ，decay 就是败坏到死亡的那个程度，就是一衰败。
Genetic decay is irreversible.
然后这样的一个衰败过程呢是不可逆的。
The reason is the information in the gene is corrupted and it's getting worse.
这个的背后的原因就是基因里面的这个信息它败坏了，然后它越来越糟糕，然后就回不去。
So when God made Adam and Eve, their genome, which is the accumulated genes for their whole body, that it was perfect. That information was perfect.
当神造亚当和夏娃的时候呢，他们里面那个基因的这个状态是完美的。
It's like if I have the Bible and I read it, there's no corruption. All the words are spelled properly. The punctuation is in the right place. The word order and everything is perfect in the book.
You mean the Bible?
The Bible. Say I have a Bible, just as an example.
Okay. 假设我有一本圣经，上面讲的全世界是这样的一个状态，什么都很完美，一点也不出错，非常有秩序。
Now, say that once in a while, when it becomes corrupted because somebody changes a word or a word or two, On each page, a letter is misplaced. It's put in another place. Or a whole word is taken out. Or maybe a page is lost. That's like our genetic information is being corrupted.
啊，我刚刚讲错了。就他的意思是说，这样的一本书呢，这本圣经呢，它所有的词句、标点符号，一切的都是按照顺序来的，一点都不出错。然后现在呢，我们发生一点什么事呢？可能有两个字颠倒一下，甚至有一页被撕掉了，啊，然后有一段话呢少了几个字，这个就是信息就丢了，啊，这就是基因发生的过程。
So then my understanding of I read a story and there's parts missing or changed around and I'm unable to really understand that story.
所以呢，我们就很难得到全部的这个信息，因为有的地方缺失了。
And so, if we take this same example and apply it to us, that's where disease comes from.
如果我们把这个作为例子放到我们身上呢，这就是最初这个病的源头。
Some diseases are genetic, and we pass the genes on to our children.
那有一些的这个病呢，它是在基因里的，然后我们因着这个呢，也传给了自己的孩子。
Sometimes it's just a weakness that we have because we don't have the resistance against a certain disease.
那有的时候呢，只是我们比较身体的抵抗力比较弱，然后我们对某种病呢就缺乏应有的这个抵抗。
And not only that, but the whole creation was corrupted.
那不但如此呢，整个创造呢，神的创造都已经败坏了。
What did the Lord say in Genesis about on the curse? Thorns and thistles.
创世纪哈，回到创世纪，神的那个咒诅。
When God created everything, He created it good, didn't He?
当神创造万物的时候呢，他创造的是非好的，对不对？
And He said that it was very good.
他说是非常好的，在他眼里。
In chapter 1, verse 31,
一章三十一节,
God saw all that He had made and it was very good.
创世纪一章三十一节, 神看一切所造的都甚好。
Now God is perfect, and if He pronounces something very good, it must be perfect, if it satisfies Him.
神就是完美的,如果他是认为什么是甚好,那就是真的很好。
And,
哦，等他讲完吧。好。
So we read in chapter 2 verse 9.
我们在二章的九节。
The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。
Everything was perfect.
还做食物。什么都是好的。
But then, what happens after Adam sinned?
那亚当犯罪之后发生什么了呢？
Chapter 3, verse 17.
那三章的十七节。
We read, to Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree of which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you.Through painful toil, you'll eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you. And you will eat the plants of the field by the sweat of your brow.
三章十七、十八、十九节，大家可以读一下，创世纪。
And so, thorns and thistles. There's a very brief description of the curse, the result of the curse upon the earth.
所以十八节讲到荆棘和吉利啊，是一个非常简单的总结，就是地得着的从神来的咒诅是什么样的。
What is a thorn?
荆棘是什么？
I used to, for many years, I worked as a gardener.
很多年呢，我是一个园丁啊。
And I used to do a lot of pruning, shaping trees.
我做很多这个修剪树木的工作。
And, I used to, we work on a tree, it was called a hawthorn tree.
Hawthorne tree.
Hawthorne tree, yeah. Hawthorne? Do you know the Hawthorne trees?
Yeah.
You don't have them in China?
Yeah, I don't know.
They have a nice berry. They're nice trees, pretty trees. But all the branches, they have these little thorns that stick out about so long. Now, and I used to think, before the curse, there weren't any thorns.
然后我在想呢，在那个咒诅之前呢，这上面是不会有刺的。
If every thorn was a branch, a fruitful branch, rather than a thorn.
因为我猜呢，每一个小的这个刺呢，应该就是一根能结果的枝子，而不是变成了一个刺。
What a beautiful, fruitful tree this would be.
那如果都变成一个枝子呢，那这个是个多么漂亮的一个结果的树啊。
I believe a thorn is a branch that with information missing.
所以这个小荆棘啊，它就是一个本来是一根枝条，但是因为一些信息的丢失啊，它就只能成为这么一个小枝、小刺了。Or
information corrupted.
或者信息的败坏啊。
So if we take a thorn now and we think we shrink our thinking down to the side, to the level of viruses and germs.
如果我们把这个枝条啊，这个荆棘啊，把这个我们的思想呢压缩到像一个微观的世界，比如说就成了细菌和病毒。Now
think of bacteria.
我们想想细菌吧。
Some bacteria are actually good and essential for our lives.
那有些细菌呢，本来应该是好的，而且对我们的身体很重要的。
God has made a very complex creation.
神造了一个特别复杂的一个创造。
Our bodies require certain bacteria to work.
我们的身体是需要一些细菌来工作的。
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to digest our food.
There's
many things where bacteria is beneficial.
很多的事情呢，细菌是有益的，对我们。
But there are some bacteria that are like thorns. They've turned now. They become destructive.
那有些细菌呢，就像这些长不出枝子的这个刺一样，那它因着信息的败坏，它就变成了不好的东西。
And so now they become hurtful to us.
它本来是应该有益的，现在变成有害了。And
they can cause infection and death.
那它能造成这个感染啊和死亡。And
so we don't know what illness the official son had. It could have been a viral infection. It could have been a bacterial infection.
那我们不知道这个大臣的儿子。 是什么样的病啊？他可能是细菌的毛病，也可能是发炎的毛病。It
could have been a malfunctioning or a faulty organ in his body. We don't know that.
也许是他器官的某一个就失效了。But
it's as a result of sin.
但是这个是一个罪的后果。And
so disease, disease is really the outcome, the outworking of rebellion against God.
那罪其实是从病是从罪，也就是对神的悖逆里面出来的。And
so we see that
she has another question.
Oh,
just a follow-up question.
Yeah, follow-up.
Yeah,
follow-up question. Yeah,
yeah. 从亚当那一开始那一时刻开始就有罪，因此在我们的基因里面，准确的说，就是基因里面其实都有了这个罪的这样一个后果。所以呢，这个疾病呢，其实是从根本上来说是从亚当犯罪开始，这个疾病就
也就进来了。
那么，到这个为我们这个把儿子怎么说，就是
献上宝血为我们赎罪的那一刻，
耶稣，对，
那他是赎我个人的罪呢，还是把那个根本的罪都赎了
okay, ？OK，
因为如果你不能够把
根本
的
罪
都赎了的话，我的基因里面
还会有，
还会有。
嗯 ，Good question， 很好啊，是这个问题吧？很好，很好。Yeah， so the it's a very good question. So let's look all the logic. So Adam sinned, so disease came into our body. So which means we have sinful nature inside.
Spiritually, yes.
Spiritually from long ago from Adam.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Jesus on the cross. So the question is that did Jesus, crucifixion, died for us, paid the penalty of our sins or the sinful nature? So if only paid the penalty for our sins, the sinful nature will still bring us to death.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. Yeah. And I'll answer that question, but I want to finish a little bit too.
Okay.
Because I was coming up to the cross, right? So then, we're talking about the results of disease.
对，他说呢，他很快就会回到这个问题来了，因为他现在要讲到这个十字架了。
And so, in Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书的八章啊，这个很好的问题。
We read in verse 1.
罗马书的八章一节。
Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
所以八章一节说呢，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
So, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, we read there that it was through one man sin entered the world and death by sin.
所以在罗马书的五章十二节，我们知道，因为一个人罪进了人类，人也因着罪都死了。
We've been thinking here today mostly about the physical effects of sin.
我们今天都看见了有外在的、有形的罪的影响。
But there's also the spiritual effect of sin.
当然也有属灵的影响。
The physical effect of sin has caused disease.
外在的肉体的影响就是罪，就是疾病。
And eventually physical death as well.
疾病就最终带来肉体的死亡。
But the bigger problem.Is spiritual death.
但是更大的麻烦是属灵的死亡。
Man's separation from God.
人和神分开。
But what we have today here, and I'll get to your question in a minute, what we have here is the Lord Jesus, in the second sign that he gives, which is healing that official son, shows that he himself has power as creator over the results of sin.
那我们很快回到你这个问题。那今天他在这里讲到的这个第二个神迹呢，是表明耶稣他有一个能力，他是所有罪能胜过的这个能力。
Because not only is when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, not only did he redeem man's soul and save him spiritually, but he's going to redeem the whole creation.
所以耶稣死呢，不但赎人的一个一个的罪啊，他也赎整个的人类。
He's going to reverse this law of sin and death.
他要把这个罪和死的律呢翻转过来。
Now, no doctors, no medical help.Can reverse that law.
没有医生，没有一个医学的事情能够把这个律翻转过来。
Everybody no matter what kind of treatment you might get into the best medical help, eventually they're going to say there's nothing more we can do.
那任何的医学到最后都会到一个点呢，说我这就我能做最多就这样了，做不了。
They may delay the process.
它可以延缓这个过程。
They may ease the process.
它可以让这个过程变得更加缓和。
But they can never stop the process.
但它不能停止这个过程。
Let alone reverse it.
那更不能说它翻过来，翻转过来。
The Lord Jesus didn't just stop the process. He healed that son like that. He completely reversed the process of death.
所以耶稣他在这个神迹显明的就是他不但是停下来，他甚至让他立刻好，他相当于逆转了这个过程。
Now to get to your question.
那回到这个问题。
What did it take the Lord Jesus to do that? What did it cost him?
那是什么导致耶稣，或者什么是耶稣的代价来做这个事情？
In order that he might reverse this law of sin and death.
那他可以来逆转这个死和罪的律。
He himself had to become a man, didn't he?
他自己必须得成为一个人，对不对？
He had to enter into the realm of sinful flesh.
他必须要进到一个罪恶的肉体里去。
He took the form of sinful flesh.Came into this world of corruption and death, and then he would actually pass through death for us.
所以他进到这个肉体里来，来到这个世界上，他可以经历这个死亡，来胜过死亡。
It says in Hebrews that he was made in all points like as we, yet without sin.
所以希伯来书说呢，他跟我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Because God, who knew all our sin, He knew all our sins, each individual sins, and He knows us as sinners, our sinful nature. The Lord Jesus bore that penalty on the cross.
所以神知道我们的所有的犯的罪行，也知道我们里面的罪性，所以耶稣在这一切的事情上，他都在十字架上担当。
Now, the reason I know that he died for my sin, not just sins, he paid the penalty for my sins, and he died for my sinful nature as well.
所以他不但为我的罪行付了代价，也为我的罪性付上了代价。
The reason I know that.
那我知道的原因是什么呢？
Because when he died on the cross 2,000 years ago, I had never sinned.
原因是呢，当他2000年前为我死的时候，我还没犯罪呢。
He died for past sins, present sins, and all future sins.
他为过去的当时的所有未来的罪呢，都付上了代价。
He died not only for my sins, he died for me. He took my place.
所以他不但为了我的已经犯的罪付上了代价，而且他是站在我的位置上，替我付了那个死了，替我付了那个代价。
Now it says, in the scripture that he was made sin.For us.
所以圣经里说呢，他替我们成为那个罪。
Not only did he bear our sins, but he was made sin.
所以他成为那个罪的那个罪是那个罪性的意思，他是个单数的 sin, 而不只是 sins, 就是复数的我们已经做出来的那个罪性。
We should look that scripture up.
他替我们成为罪，成为罪的那个意思就是成为那个罪性。
It's important, I think, that we look that one up.
对，明白了哈。
我
明白，我接着问，那个，因为那我如果我能够，我希望我理解的
对
啊，就是刚才长老讲的是说在，在上十字架的那一刻，他其实为了原罪，我们犯的罪以及未来可能犯的罪都付出了代价，至少那我就可以理解成，在那一刻原罪是没有了。那既然那是一刻原罪没有了，那疾病也可以没有了，就是没有那个原，也就是说在我们的基因里面
它是有条件的，它是有条件的，你就是圣经里的条件就是你要信它才能够，
我理解的意思
啊，
可能之前有些基本的一些课，可能就是一些基础，这些其实有些是一些基础，
它是有条件的，不是无条件的。对，
但是我觉得好多人都
问我也希望问完了解决我们很多问题，
对对对，
问是好事，
对，
就
是你
问
就
是想要得到，
对对
对，
就是你的问题就是，
如果我信了我的罪赦了，那我病也应该没了。
对，我的点是就是说在那一刻其实不用再谈我们基因里的原罪了，在其实我们基因里是没罪的，
对，
亚当夏娃那件事跟我们没啥关系了，
如
果你信的话，
对，
如
果你信的话是。
那也就是说，我今天得到的所有的病，是世界上所有人得到的病，都是因为他不信上帝。
刚才
不是病，
两个，一个是罪，
对，
信，一个是罪行。
为什么？
你说的原罪就是那个罪性的那个本质，但是因着人还要犯罪。
我给你解释一下，我帮你跟那个跟长老说一声。
Second Corinthians 5:21。
哥林多后书的五章二十一节。
哥林多
The subject here in 2 Corinthians 5 is reconciliation.
格林的后书五章二十一节，后书。
What is reconciliation?
所以是和叫好叫我们在里面成为义哈，这个五章二十一节是在讲和好哈，二十节。
What does it mean to be reconciled?
然后整个一大段都在讲和神和好，这是和好是什么意思呢？
To be reconciled, what does it mean?
No sin.
No sin?
和好了吗就没信了吗? No sin.
Accept each other.
Accept.
Yeah. Now, Nicole's thought is that no sin, meaning, because you're thinking about God and man, and your thought is with it too. There was something that's between two people that are at enemies. They're enemies, right?
所以两个人不和好的时候呢，他们是仇敌啊。
There's something in between them.
两个人当中呢，有一样
东西。We don't know what it is.
有一样东西隔着才叫不和好。
It doesn't matter.
啊，这个不管是什么不重要。
But what if you remove that?
然后你把它拿掉了会怎么样呢？
Then they can be reconciled.
那他们就和好了，对不对？
So the idea is.Sin must be absolutely removed from between man and God before there can be any reconciliation.
所以罪一定要从人和神之间的挪走，人和神才能有真正的和好。
Because God is absolutely holy in his nature that he cannot have sin in his presence.
那是
神是圣洁。
So God has absolutely
God is absolutely holy.
神是完全圣洁的，所以他在里面他完全没有罪。
We are sinners.
那我们是罪人。
Now, so there has to be a separation.
所以这里必须会有一个分开了。
But God, He loves us.
但他爱我们。
And He wants us to be reconciled to Him.
他希望我们能跟他和好。
That's his desire.
这是他的盼望。
But how can he do that without, how can his love, let me put it this way, how can his love be satisfied without offending his righteousness?
那他的爱哈，怎么能够得到满足，同时又不影响他的公义呢？
How can it be done?
他怎么能做呢？
Some sacrifice.
Their only way is a sacrifice.
那唯一的呢，就是献祭，就是牺牲。
But that sacrifice, that must be a perfect sacrifice. It must be some way of removing that obstacle there, which is the sin of man.
那必须得是一个完美的献祭，把这个罪从当中挪开。
And it isn't just the acts of sin. It isn't just the things we've done that must be removed. But our sinful and rebellious nature must be removed, otherwise we'd keep on sinning.
所以不单单是那个罪行要拿走，我们里面的那个犯罪的本性也要拿走，否则会一直带着我们的犯罪。
So, anyway, what Christ has done, he has come into our, you may say he's come into our realm of life. He's come into our existence as a man.
所以当耶稣来的时候呢，他就进到了我们，这个世界，他以一个人的形态。
He was born of a woman.
他从女人生。
And he was fully man.
他是个完全的人。
Having as fully man, then he could experience everything that we experience.
然后他能够经历我们所经历的一切。
But as the Son of God, he was completely obedient to the Father.
但是作为一个神圣子呢，他又完全顺服父的旨意。
And it was the Father's will that he go to the cross, and there he would take our place there on the cross.
那父的旨意呢，就是让他代表我们站在我们的位置上呢。
Now, God in His righteousness must punish sin.
那神在他的公义里面呢，必须惩罚罪。
He can't just overlook sin and cover it up.
他不能就遮盖他，就或者忽视他这个罪。
Jesus didn't just come and live a good life here, and then we believe in Him, and God gives us His righteousness.
所以神并不是这么安排的，说耶稣就是来了，活出一个特别好的生命来，成了我们的好榜样，我们相信他，我们就从神得着生命了。不，这不是这么个安排。
Sin has its consequences.
因为罪是有它的后果的。
As we see physically.
在外表的肉体上我们已经看见了。
And so, in God's eye, sin must be punished. There must be judgment brought upon it.
所以在神的眼里呢，罪必须要受惩罚。
And the judgment is death.
这个审判呢就是死亡。
And so a righteous one, his own son from heaven came and stood in that place as a sacrifice. And when God put all our sin on Jesus.
那个义者来了，就站在我们的位置上，神就把一切的罪呢放在他身上。
He didn't just suffer for our sins, He suffered for sin.
他不但为我们的罪行受难，也为我们的罪性受难。
So he says here, in verse 21 of Second Corinthians 5, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
五章二十一节说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So, God placed all the sin of all mankind from Adam right through to the last person to live on earth. Placed all the sin on him. Made him sin.
所以神把从亚当到最后一个人的所有的罪呢，都放在了这个耶稣身上，让他成为那个罪。
He placed not only the act of sin,
不单是外在显形的那个罪。
but even the motives for sinning.
包括里面这个罪的动机就是罪性。
The very nature of sin.
人的犯罪的本性。
So that his righteousness could be placed upon us. Imputed, it's called imputation. You know
所以他的义就可以成为我们的义，对，住进我们里面。
In other words, God can place upon us a complete righteousness.
所以神可以把一个完全的义呢放在我们的身上。
Because every barrier to reconciliation has been removed.
因为每一个障碍带来不能和好的这个障碍都被拿走了。
Even the sinful nature.
即使这个犯罪的本性。
And the reason how he can do that is he implants a brand new nature into our hearts.
那他怎么做到呢？他就把一个完全新的本性放在我们里面了。
And that nature comes from God.
这个本性是从神来的。
It isn't an improvement of the old nature.
它并不是在旧的本性里面的提升。
It isn't an evolvement of our old natures.
它也不是演进过来的，进化来的，从旧的。
God doesn't try to work with our old nature and improve the old nature.
神并不是在我们旧的本性上做工来提升它的。
Instead, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, God gives you a brand new nature.
所以发生的是呢，当你信靠耶稣的时候呢，神给了你一个完全全新的本性。
And as far as God is concerned, your old nature died with Christ.
然后从神的角度呢，你的老我已经死了，就是那个旧的本性。
That's what baptism symbolizes.
这就是受洗所预表的含义。
Now when you and I got baptized, or if you haven't been baptized, you're maybe thinking about baptism. Baptism is when we decide we're going to identify ourselves with the Lord Jesus.
这就是受洗的时候我们决定受洗就是个意思，我们愿意跟他在十字架上老我是一起死了。
In other words, when Jesus died, I died.
换句话说呢，耶稣死了呢我也死了。
Not just the sins forgiven, but me, I died with Christ.
它不单是罪行，也包括我自己，我也死了。
You may not understand that when you're first baptized.
当你刚受洗的时候，你可能不太能理解。
Sometimes it takes a whole life to realize that that is what God has already done. That's how what He sees.
甚至有的时候要一生才能明白耶稣到底为我们做了什么。
How can God impute or give His righteousness to a sinful nature?He doesn't. He implants that righteousness because of the new nature that's there.
对，神不能把一个义呢放在一个旧的本性上，他要给你一个新的本性。
Now, we know that the old nature is still there. We are too aware of that every day.
但是呢，我们还知道一个事实，我们的老我的本性还在那里。
Why did I...become annoyed and lost my temper yesterday, you might say.
我们可能会说呢，为什么我昨天会恼怒到生气呢？
Was that the new nature that God gave me? No.
这是神给我的那个新的本性吗？不是的。
But we're to consider it dead. We're to count it as dead, as God sees it.
但神眼里呢，他已经看这个老我的本性死了。
God sees us perfect.Because we're in Christ.
神看我们是完美的，因为我们是在基督里。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, you're saved. God looks at you as perfect in the Lord Jesus.
所以这其实就回答那问题，就是当我们信靠耶稣的时候，神看我们是完美的。
And so that sin has been removed.
罪是被拿走了。
岂不是我们在骗神？他看我是完美的，我如此不完美。
这是个审判的概念，他看的时候他看见了基督，因为基督的血遮盖了我们，这是一个审判的概念。我没有他知道我们的罪行，也知道我们的罪性， 啊，所以我们在得救的时候呢，我们的所有的罪都赎了，但是我们的老我依然在，因为还没有死。所以预表的死只是受洗的时候神看我们已经死了，因为呢我决心跟随耶稣，我决心不再跟随世界，跟随耶稣。所以在这一个时刻圣灵就进来了，我们有一个新的种子出来了，这个种子生根发芽，然后就会开始征战，那老我一直还在，所以那个罪呢所带来的疾病也一直还在，直到我们死。
也就是说这个世界上如果真有一个 perfect 人，他在受洗以后完全相信，那他其实是永远不会死的。
不会不会，没有这样的人，
没
有这样的人。
我觉得你的症结在哪儿，我觉得你先回答我罪是什么。
他没有这样的人，其实没有，为什么呢？因为我每个人
是罪，
我每个人得救的时候啊，我每个人得救的时候都是在里面有一颗种子种进来。
罪的认识出问题了，罪是什么？你现在罪是什么？你现在能够回答吗？
我不能回答。
罪呀、啊，是因为罪的原意是那个把心，我们射那个箭没射到那把心上，也就是我们不能达到神的要求，我们是不完美的人，这一点承认了吧？
对，这个是
啊。所以你把罪看成什么？我们不完美的人呢？你让神带着你去做一个完美的人，难道不是一个愉快的过程吗？
我跟咱俩讨论的是两
个，是一个事儿。
我不是你的意思是，如果一个完美的人他就能怎么样？春的意思是你根本就不可能有这个
完
美的人，因为你每个人都有罪，所以他就说你的症结是出在什么是罪上面？罪是什么？你一个念头一闪，你就有罪了。你达不到神那个圣洁的要求，你就是个罪人。
那这世界上全是罪人，
全是罪人。
对，你说的非常对，你说的
对，
说的非常对。
So now we'll take a look at the third sign.
那我们现在看第三个神迹了。
We read it earlier, those 16 verses, chapter 5 of John.
我们读了五章的前十六节。
And so, this third sign shows the Lord Jesus as the Lord of the Sabbath.
这里呢，我们看见第三个神迹。告诉我们神是Sabbath 就是安息日的神。
And we'll see that as we proceed just exactly what that means.
然后我们会看这个到底什么意思。
So in chapter 4 we find the Lord Jesus in verse 43. He left for Galilee.And was in Cana there when he healed the official's son. But here we read that he went up to Jerusalem for a feast.
所以在四章最后那个故事里面是四十三节讲到耶稣离了那地方去加利利去，然后五章一开始这个地点呢是在又到了耶路撒冷。
And so, because it was in Jerusalem at the temple.Three times a year, all the males in Israel were required by the law, or by the Lord, to go up to Jerusalem and worship.
按照旧约呢，一年三次，全以色列所有的人都要去到耶路撒冷。
Those feasts were very important to the life of the Jewish people.
对于犹太人的生命来说呢，这一年三次这个节期极其重要。
And it's one of the reasons why, the Jewish people to this day retain their identity even though they didn't have a country for over 2,000 years.
这也是很重要的原因之一，今天犹太人如此长的时间都没有一个统一的国家，他依然保留了他们的身份。就是因为他们每年还是在做同样的事情，过这些节期。
And the Lord Jesus was a very devout Jew.
那是耶稣呢，也是一个非常热心的犹太人。
And so he would go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
他也每年三次去耶路撒冷。
And we believe that this is the feast of Passover.
我相信这是一个逾越节。
And so they would go up at the Feast of the Passover in the month of, towards about the beginning of April, somewhere around there.
应该就是在快到四月初三月中旬这么个时间左右。
It's when we celebrate Easter, is when their Passover is.
就是我们同样的复活节的时间，就是犹太人的逾越节的时间。
And so they would, the second time they would go up would be the Feast of Pentecost.
那第二次他们去呢，就是五旬节的时候。
That was 50 days later, or a month and a, more than a month and a half later.
差不多呢，是五十天之后，就是过完逾越节之后的五十天。
And so, and then in the seventh month there was a feast, Feast of Tabernacles, which was an important one.
那到七月的时候呢，就有一个祝棚节。
That was at the end of the year when all the harvest had come in, and they were finished with their grapes, all their vegetables and so on had been brought in.
那个时候呢，他们完全收割都做完了，也丰盛的这个收成都已经入仓了。
So, it says there in verse 2.
第二节。
It says now,There is in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Aramaic, called Bethesda.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有个池子，希伯来话叫毕士大。
And it's surrounded by five covered colonnades.
旁边有五个廊子。
That pool today you can visit there, and it's near the sheep gate. There was a convent there for many years and still is. And you can get entrance and you can go and visit this area.
今天这个池子依然在那里，就在耶路撒冷的羊门边上。很早以来呢，那个地方有一个修道院，然后呢，这个池子就一直在那里，今天还能看得到。
Now the word Bethesda,means, Beth means house, and the Ezda is mercy.
毕士大的意思呢，拆开来，Beth 就是房子的意思，Seda 的意思就是怜悯的意思，就是怜悯的房子的意思。
So the house of mercy is what Bethesda means.
就是怜悯之屋，就是毕士大的意思。
Now it says there in verse 3,There, a great number of disabled people used to lie there, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed.
第三节说里面躺着很多瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的很多病人。
These are people with chronic, permanent disabilities and illnesses.
这些人都是有一些周期的或者长久的毛病啊，在他们身上。
Blind, lame, and paralyzed. Nothing could be done for them medically.
他举的这些例子啊，不管瞎眼、瘸腿，这都是医生解决不了的。
Now, you'll notice that there's a verse missing. It goes right from 3 to 5, doesn't it?
在这里有一节掉了哈，没有了，它是在括号里。
Now, I don't know if your Chinese version.
Yeah, we have that.
It has.
We have verse 4.
You have verse 4?
In bracket.
Okay. In brackets.
Yeah, in bracket.
Okay, thank you. Read it. Read it for them again.
Yeah.
It's an explanation of why the people were gathering there.
所以呢，他说四节这里呢，要我帮大家读一下，因为有些经文没有这一节，但中文这里写下来了，这里就解释了为什么这些人躺在那里的原因，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动了呢，谁先下去，害什么病就痊愈了。
Yeah. Now the translation that we are using here, the New International Version, they follow some teachers that say that verse was added later.
那 NIV 我们用的这个英文版本呢，那他们采取的这个角度是某一部分圣经学者认为这个四节是后面加上去的，所以他就采取放在下面的注释里面，没放在原文。
But the King James and the New King James and quite a number of other translations, they keep that verse 4 that you have in Chinese.
那英文的比较老的版本，英王钦定本和新英王钦定本的其他的一些版本都是跟中文的和合本一样，都是采信这个角度， 是放在原文里第四节。
And so in verse 4 says that an angel came at times and stirred the water. The first person then that went down would be healed of whatever disease they had.
对，大家都理解，就是有一个天使呢会搅动池子，那谁先进去呢，谁就得医治。
And so, well, here's the picture now. You have a whole bunch of people, and everybody has expected. It's like the lottery, buying a lottery ticket, is it not? Only one winner, but many expectations.
所以你会看见这么一个场景，就是就像彩票一样，只有一个赢的，但是每一个人都想赢，边上一群人围着，就想成为那第一个下去的。
So, with only one person cured, there's many that are disappointed.
一个得医治，很多会有失望。
Now, this is called the house of mercy. And God, in his mercy, gave a limited blessing under the law to the people that were ill. It was only a limited blessing.Of what would happen when the angel went there.
所以呢，虽然这叫怜悯之物，但是呢，在律法之下呢，神的怜悯呢就变得非常有限了，就这么一点点。
But it was there was among them who came into that group that day. Who came into their presence?
Jesus.
The Lord, over disease, had he not been? Did he not heal that nobleman's son to prove that he had Lord over disease?
所以在这一群人里面呢，来了一个人，这就是通过那个治好大臣儿子验证，他是那个疾病的能够逆转那个趋势的那个神，耶稣。那他来了，他在这群人里面。
What's necessary for the Lord to heal?What is the necessary requirement for the Lord to heal?
神医治需要必须是什么呢？必须什么样的条件
？Desire and faith,
渴望和信心，对不对
？They're together.
他们是一体的。
How do we receive God's salvation?
我们怎么样得着神的救恩呢
We can't go to a store and purchase salvation.
我们不能去一个商店买这个救恩。
It's a gift, it's a spiritual gift that is given to us by the eternal God.
这是一个属灵的礼物，是从那永恒的神白白送给我们的。
Because it's spiritual, the only way that we can obtain a spiritual gift is by believing, faith.
正是因为它是个属灵的礼物，所以我们能得到这属灵的礼物的唯一的方法，就只能靠着信心，就是里面灵里的信心来拿。
It's the human will that opens up the path to receive what God promises in His Word.
这是人的里面的盼望，我们打开这个心来得着神在圣经里应许给我们的这个礼物。
God doesn't ask us to have blind faith.
神不是让我们有一个盲目的信心。
Because he's given us his record, his word. We believe his word, and then we receive his promises.
因为他留下了很完整的记录，他所有的话在这儿。其实我们相信的是他在这里显明的他的话，所以我们相信他是那个救主。
So we have a big crowd there that day, all gathered around that pool and all waiting, that maybe that day an angel will come and stir the water. And then one person quickly goes down and they're healed.
所以所有人在那天啊都聚集在这盯着那池子，他们盼望也许那个天使会搅一下，谁先下去呢就得医治了。
Now, what chance would a blind man have?
那一个瞎子有多大机会呢？
He would need somebody to help him.
因为他需要有人帮助。
Keep a watch on the water, right?
因为他根本看不见呢。
What good could a paralyzed man do?
一个瘫子又能怎么？
That was this man's problem.
这个人的麻烦。
He could see the water. but he couldn't move to get there.
他倒是能看见那水了，但他过不去。
So, and a lame would have the opportunity there. To be the lame one would be, have an opportunity, but someone else was always faster than him.
那这个瘸子呢是有一点机会，但是他总跑不过别人。
So it's a picture of the human nature.
这就是人性的一个图景图像。
We're paralyzed by sin.
我们是因为罪而瘸了。
We're blind. We can't see the truth.
我们瞎了，但我们因此我们看不见的真理。
And it's a picture of humankind that has been destroyed by sin, separated from God.
这就是一个完整的描述人类的状，整个人类的状况。因为罪呢，我们败坏了，和神分离了。
But there was that day among them, the one that could heal them all.
也就是在那一天，他们中间有一个人能医治所有人。
And matter of fact, there would come a time when he would bear the curse of Adam's curse, sin's curse, upon himself at the cross of Calvary.
那之后会有一天，他身上会背负因着亚当而来的罪的所有的咒诅在十字架上。
Do you remember what it says? Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
你们都记得圣经说，那凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
It was a curse to be crucified.
所以呢，钉在十字架上就是被咒诅。
Not only that, what crown did he wear when he was crucified?
不但如此，他在被钉死的时候，他戴的是个什么样的冠冕呢？
It was a crown of thorns, wasn't it?
是一个荆棘的冠冕，对不对？
He wore the symbol of the curse on his head.
所以荆棘就是创世纪一章讲的，创世纪里面讲的那个咒诅的代表。那他带了一个咒诅的代表在他身上。
He bore the curse that he might give us the blessing.
所以他承担咒诅，目的是让我们能够得到祝福。
And so among them that day, there was stood the one who was going to remove all sin and corruption, both spiritual and physical.
那有在那一天呢，有那么一个人，就耶稣，他想把一切的苦难都挪去人身上的，不但是灵力的，也是肉体。
In this day and age, God has not removed the curse.
神在今天呢，他其实并没有把所有的这个咒诅都拿掉。
That is the physical curse.
这就是肉体的。
What he's done is he's removed the spiritual curse so that we can be, our souls can be saved.
他做的呢，是他把我们属灵的咒诅拿去了，那我们的灵魂能得救。
And then when he comes, our bodies are going to be changed into his, like his body.
那到那么有一天，未来有一天呢，我们的身体会改变，会像神一样像耶稣那样有他那样的复活的身体。
And that's called the redemption of the body.
这个过程我们叫做肉体的救赎。
God has redeemed or purchased us back, bought us back from sin. He's purchased us with the blood of his own son to himself.
因为神把我们从罪的权势下已经救回来，买回来了，用他自己的血买回来了。
Now he's not going to restore man to innocence and perfection like in the Garden of Eden.
他不是把人回到那个无邪的天真的那个状态，就是最早的亚当夏娃那个犯罪之前的那个状态。
It's something much better.
比那个状态要好得多。
We become sons and daughters of the living God.
我们会成为永生神的儿子和女儿。
And all the glory that belongs to the Son of God, He gives to us as well. We share with Him.
一切的荣耀，那属于那永生神的圣子的一切的荣耀，他都与我们分享。
Because those that believe in the Lord Jesus are put into Him. And so we share in his eternal inheritance.
所以一切信靠他的，我们里面都有了这个圣灵啊，对他圣子一切的荣耀，我们就都分享。
But we better get this guy healed before noon.
我们最好在中午之前让这个人能够得医治。
We don't want to leave him another week there by the pool, do we?
我们不想让他在池子边上再待一个星期。
So, here's one that's helpless.
那这个人是很无助。
38 years.
38年了。
He'd been in that condition.
在那里待着。
38 years. The children of Israel were paralyzed, you might say, in the wilderness for 38 years. It's a picture of Israel for those Bible students among you.
对，所以大家学圣经学过一段时间的人就能够想起38年就是什么同样的数字呢？以色列人在旷野晃啊晃啊就晃了38年，所以他们就像这个摊子一样在外面这个摊了38年。
And there they went round and around and around and around.
他们就转转转在旷野转。
38 years.
38年。
And Moses couldn't lead them into the promised land, into their blessings.
摩西不能把他们带到他们的应许的地方去。
It took a new leader.
所以他们有一个新的领导者了。
His name was Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣。
While Joshua was the one in Hebrew, but Jesus is his Aramaic name in the New Testament.
所以Joshua 是那个约书亚是这个希伯来话的这个词，那耶稣呢是当时的这个话叫耶稣。
So this,
应该是亚兰文的。
The Lord Jesus is going to bring this paralyzed man into his blessings.
所以耶稣要把这个摊子呢要带到他的祝福里。
And notice what he says to him. He says, "Do you want to get well?"
他说呢，你想得痊愈吗？
He comes to the man. The man doesn't come to him.
他到那个人那里去，这个人没有到他这里来。
The man doesn't have any idea who Jesus is.
这个人都不知道耶稣是谁。
But the Lord always heals in response to faith. As we said before.
耶稣神总是在信心里呢来医治的。
And sometimes the Lord has to awaken us to that faith.
有的时候呢耶稣要让我们从那个里面醒过来。没有信心里醒过来。
And so he calls to us.
所以他叫我们一下。
And the first thing he will do to awaken our faith is he'll reveal our need. He makes us show that we have a need in ourselves.
那他常常用的方法呢，那第一件事让我们开始醒过来，就是显明我们里面的需要。
So what does he say to the man? He asks him a question.
所以他就问他一个问题。
Do you want to get well?
你想要得医治吗？你要痊愈吗？
Of course he did.
他当然想要了。
He was waiting for the water to move.
他一直在等着那个水动啊。
But you see, his whole attention was on somewhere else, wasn't it?
他的整个的注意力都是在其他的事情上。
The Lord Jesus wanted him to direct his attention to the only one that could meet his problem.
所以耶稣想让他的注意力呢转向那真正唯一的能够解决他困难的那个。
So he asked him the question.
所以他就开始问他。
And the man says,
病人就回答，
Sir, I don't have anyone to help me into the pool when the water stirred. And while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
病人回答说，先生，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候有人比我先下去。
So what he says there is, I don't have anybody.
他说，其实我没有任何人呢。
But there, who was standing in front of him?
谁站在他前面？
Was the one that could help.
就是那个真正能够医治的站在。
The Lord Jesus didn't help him down to the pool, did he?
耶稣并不是把他挪到水里面去这么帮助他的。
What he did was he said, "Get up and walk."
他说的是，起来你就拿褥子走吧。
Get up and walk.
起来走吧。
So the man, at once, he believed very simply. He had tiny little bit of faith because he didn't even know who Jesus was. He just saw a man that would help him and told him to get up.
就这么一点点小信心，他都不知道耶稣是谁， 啊，他就是看见一个人要他，他相信这个人能治他，那他就起来走了。
Not only did he get up, but he walked.
他不但起来了，他还能走啊。
It showed a complete cure.
这是个完全的医治。
See, when we're first saved, we're not only saved, but the Lord says, walk as well. We can walk in a new life. We have a new life that we can walk in.
所以我们不但得救了，神说你还能走，所以你得到的生命是有行动能力，是有是可以行走的。
And a walk, a Christian walk, is a type of our life. We move through life. It's called our walk, the way that we go.
所以我们当常常在圣经里讲到行走的时候，就是在讲我们生命，就像生命就像走路一样，所以我们的开始有新的生命的能力了，就是能行走的意思。
Not only do we have a new life before God,
我们不但在神面前有了新的生命，
but we're living that new life in the world.
我们也在地上把这个生命活下去，活出来
了。So he said, get up and walk.
所以他说，起来就得救了，可以行走，就有生命。
So at once he did just that.
立刻他就可以做了。
Now, here's another lesson we might learn.
这里有另外一个教训，教导我们可以学。
That man could have said, well, what good can you do me? Help me to get down to the water.
那个人完全可以这么说，你能帮我什么呢？你最好能帮我推到水里去。
The man had to act, didn't he?
所以这个必须他要行动是吧，这个人，对吧？
It says he did. He picked up his mat and walked. He made the decision that he would go. That he'd obey the word.
他就顺服了神的话，他是做了，他顺服了耶稣的话，他就起来，他就走了。
So, the lesson here is that the word, the command of God, or the word of God, obeyed, gives us the power to carry out that command.
所以神的话呢，借着人的顺服，就得着了那种能力，可以立刻起来，带着褥子走的能力。
Do we get that understanding?
Yeah, 我们都明白这个意思。
The gospel is the, in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, the gospel, Romans 1,
他现在在讲一个重要的比喻啊，比如说罗马书的一章十六节。
He says here in verse 16 of Romans 1, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
他说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
It's the power of God. God's, the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ, if you believe the gospel, the good news, it's the power of God.
如果你相信神的福音，就是个好消息，那这个就会成为神的大能。
I've heard people say, well, I don't want to become a Christian because I could never follow that path. I couldn't be good enough to be a Christian.
所以很多人的角度呢，说，哎呀，我不能成为一个基督徒，因为我做不到啊，我不能做的人足够好，我成为基督徒。
But that's a faulty argument.
这根本不是一个这是个错误的讲法。
Because there's power in the Word of God.
因为神的能力是在神的话里的。
We read that it was by the power of the Word of God that He created the heavens and the earth.
我们都知道，他是借着神的话的能力，他创造了万有。
How much less power does it take for one person to be saved?
那让一个人得救，他要的能力又跟这个创造万有相比，
says,
又显得是何等的小呢？
Because it's there, the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
所以他说这个福音本是神的大能。
Through belief to everyone who believes.
是借着每一个人的信的，
it's by faith.
叫一切相信的。
So God's word believed, there's power to carry out the command.
所以神的话借着人的信就会带来一种能力，能够顺服神的命令。
So the Lord didn't say to him, to that man, if we go back there, He didn't say, you're cured, be cured, did he?
所以神并没有用这个命令说你要得医治，现在得医治。
What was his command?
他的命令是什么？
Get up.
起来。
But he could have said, but my legs, I can't.
他可以完全可以说，哎，我腿是瘸的，我做不到。
What he did was, he obeyed the word and he was instantly cured like that.
那他做的就是，他顺服神的话，他相信了，他立刻这个能力就有了。
It's interesting, this man still didn't even know who Jesus was.
对，最有意思的是，他还甚至不知道耶稣是谁。
But there was an authority that was standing before him that was probably he'd never experienced before.
但是面前他会有一个权柄啊，他从来没有见过的。
A man that didn't look any different than any other man. The Lord Jesus, I mean. He didn't look any different.
就是外表看呢跟其他人没有什么区别，有耶稣。
But the way he said that made this man, in his desire to be healed, made him believe.
然后他所说话呢，因着他里面想要得医治的心，就让他得医治了。
And so we read there that he picked up his mat and he walked, verse 9. But here we run into a problem.
那第九节说，那人立刻痊愈，就拿起来褥子来走了。
And I see that our time is gone, but I'll just outline the problem.
我们因为时间的原因，我们就简单的把这个问题总结一下。
Next week we'll pick it up. The problem is that Jesus healed the man on the wrong day.
那这个问题呢，我们下周详细谈。这问题是什么呢？就是耶稣在一个错误的日子呢，医治了他们，打引号的错误。
The one who created time and eternity, or time and all time and space, he's accused of healing the man at the wrong time.
那一个创造万有的主，他被人指责说医治人在一个错误的时间里。
Who was it that told him he was wrong?
谁说他错了呢？
The religious people,
那些宗教人士
Pharisees, the Jews, the religious people.
法利赛人那些宗教人士。
It wasn't the heathen people. It wasn't the savage people. It was the most religious people.
不是那些残暴的人，那些不堪的人，他是那可是宗教人士，那特别敬虔的，表面敬虔的人。
And there is a growing opposition to Jesus because he offends established religion.
所以越来越多的人开始挑战反对耶稣，因为耶稣开始做了很多对宗教当时不能接受的事情。
This was a religious system that had gained power over people.
这些宗教呢给人有很大的这个影响啊，他在人身上有很大的权柄。
They had made themselves rich and powerful because of their control of the people through their religion.
这些宗教人是因为他们控制人呢，他们变得非常的富有。
And if you run into Christians or anybody and they've got their hand out and asking for some money for some reason, you know right away, now that isn't God's work.
所以你碰到任何的进到任何的教会，见到任何的基督名义上的基督徒，他伸手就问你要钱啊，你立刻知道他是假的。
The God of the universe is not a beggar.
因为那个创造宇宙万有的主不是个讨饭的。
Anyway, so next week we'll have to pick up this story and take it, and we'll see that the Lord Jesus uses this occasion to prove to people and to us that he is none other than equal with God the Father and God the Spirit.
所以这个神呢，耶稣在这个例子里面，来显明他不是别人，正是那个创造宇宙万有的主。他是那个神自己。
And we'll explain the meaning of the Lord of the Sabbath.
我们会解释什么意思啊，就是安息日的主是什么意思。
So make sure you're here next week, folks.
记得下周要来哈。OK.
OK, you want to just send us away?
我们一起来祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您。谢谢您让我们借着 宾士大的摊子明白，我们任何一小点的信心，在您的话语里都会变成神的大能。父啊，求您带领我们，有这颗如芥菜种般的信心，也求您让我们这样的信心的种子能在您的话语里一天一天长大，越来越有基督长成的身量，是吧？求您祝福我们，祝福我们身边的朋友亲人，带领我们认识您，带领我们信靠您，奉主耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。